are back here. We're talking about, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, true seeker of the far north, uncensored information. And I want to remind listeners, if you like this type of a show, it costs money, and republicbroadcasting.org always can use money to keep things afloat here. These shows cost money. So highly recommend, like I say, if you like these type of shows, because what I'm going to put out is uncensored. There's nobody going to censor me. That's why I always have a little joke that I have that I like to play on people, but most people that I know have done it. But I said, you know, when I was younger, I applied for the FBI and CIA, and, you know, I got turned down, and most people will get real silent and say, really? You did? I said, yep. I said, you know what? There's a reason why they turned me down, that I have loose lips, can't keep government secrets. And that's my flaw. Can't keep government secrets. Anyway, we have Richard in Alabama here, and you were telling us about a cat. I will leave the cat alone because I'm a cat lover, so shooting the cat would probably not make us friends. But anyway, so what did somebody see you shoot the cat, or how did that turn into so many misdemeanors?
The officer said he knew somebody who saw it.
Doesn't make any difference. You know how that works? Let me tell you how it works. Misdemeanor requires first-hand knowledge, and the only way that that policeman can take you off is if the other party does a citizen's arrest. Misdemeanors are always first-hand knowledge. Okay?
Well, telling a judge what the law is a bad idea.
Well, what did you think? What did you tell the judge that you thought the law was? I mean, you can tell him and argue about these things, but the thing that I would suggest doing is before you ever get there is you put in a motion to dismiss, because these guys do not have a clue what the hell they're talking about. There was no probable cause to arrest you.
We'll have to cite something. Do you have something I could cite?
Yeah. Actually, you're on the Internet, I presume?
No.
You're not on the Internet?
No. I'm on a K-band.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're listening to me on shortwave?
K-band.
K-band
okay, satellite.
Well, okay, well, I tell you what. Do you have the means to look up some case sites?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me just read a couple off here. We're getting a little bit ahead of where I was going to be, but that's fine. Because I have a brief here that I've done these on, and let me just read some of these here, because the bottom line is the person cannot make an arrest on a misdemeanor unless they have firsthand knowledge. And here's the first one. It's Miller versus State, and it's 462, P is in Pacific, 2D, 421. And that one says an arrest is lawful where the peace officer has perceived facts that would lead a reasonable man to believe the arrestee has committed or attempted to commit an offense in his presence. In his presence.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's Miller v. State. Another one is McCoy versus State. That's 491, P2D, 127. That's a 19. These are Alaska cases here that I've used. Another one, an arrest for a misdemeanor made by an officer without a warrant is valid if the offense is committed in his presence, because these are called warrantless arrests. That's Miller versus State again, and it's also Howes, H-O-W-E-S, v. State. That's 503, P2D, 1055, page 1055. So that's volume 503, and it's P2D, which is Pacific Second Reporter. And then it's 1055.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is officers present essential for arrest of a person for misdemeanor violation. Under this section, a peace officer may not arrest a person for a misdemeanor violation unless the crime was actually committed or attempted in the officer's presence. And I hear the music here, so we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Okay, this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and we're out of Alaska, and we're talking about some interesting stuff on what's really going on these traffic stops and with the police. And I was just giving a couple of case sites there for to give to Richard here out of Alabama, that the all misdemeanor charges. All misdemeanor require first-hand knowledge.
Oh, I'm in the
police. The police is making a professional. He's a professional is making citizen's arrest. And somebody else, if they're going to arrest you, they have to do a citizen's arrest. And in reality, then, they become the what's known as the private prosecutor. Okay? They are actually the private prosecutor. Now, I don't know, have you been prosecuted on this on these charges yet?
Yes, I've got a trial pending in about 20 days.
You have a trial ending or coming up in 20 days?
Yeah, a misdemeanor trial before a city judge.
Okay, well, there's another interesting thing that have you ever been prosecuted by a misdemeanor or ever watched one in a courtroom?
Yeah.
Did you always notice that the policeman is standing there beside the attorney?
No, I didn't pay much attention.
Okay, well, let me tell you how that part works here, and then we'll get on to Georgia and Florida here. The next part of this situation is, and this is the same thing with the Internal Revenue Service, what you will notice is that if you get into a trial, a misdemeanor trial, and you try to use even a felony trial, But usually it's misdemeanor trials where you see this, but in felony would be the IRS. But you try to use what's called the exclusionary rule. Now, the exclusionary rule is anybody that's going to testify needs to get his little body, big body, or whatever type of body, male or female, outside yonder door. Well, guess what? IRS agent will belly up to the table up there with a prosecutor, and in these misdemeanor charges, which you're going to be subjected to, you're going to see that policeman there. He's going to be sitting at the table. I guarantee you he'll be there. And the question becomes, how do they get away with it? Because when I got set up by the chickaloonies up here, we got a bunch of welfare war hoops up here, just like a bunch of the welfare pale faces in Alaska. It's not based on race. Boy, Alaska's got a bunch of welfare ones. You offer them money and they'll sell your soul. We got a whole bunch of legislators that have sold out for a few thousand dollars that were finally starting to put a couple of them in the pokey. They could probably put most of Juneau legislators in jail, and probably the percentage of innocent ones would probably be 1 or 2 out of 60. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Obviously, I'm a little biased because having dealt with these criminals for so long. But the issue is, why does that policeman sit at the table? He is the private prosecutor, and in your rules of court, do you have a rules of court book for your state?
Yeah.
Well, you better get it out anyway and take a look. You'll find it under rule, usually, and it's the feds are the same ones. It's rule 615. And this is what it will say, or something extremely similar. Because you try to preclude, which means to eliminate, by using the exclusionary rule, I don't want that man in here. Because if they get these situations, like when they have police, they'll have two or three police testify, and then the last guy to testify is the guy sitting at the next to the attorney. Mm. And, of course, the first thing you try to do is you try to get them out of the courtroom because they have the exclusionary rule. The other one is they have a uniform on. People respect uniforms. That's just ingrained into us. Well, you try to get them off of the uniform, and they won't do it. Been there, done that one. But the real kicker is, why is that cop sitting there next to the attorney? If it's the state of Alabama, is it the state of Alabama that's on your misdemeanor charge?
I haven't seen the complaint. They didn't serve it on me. They won't do it.
Well, there's a lot of things you need to get doing, but let me get on here without getting into your particular case or things that are of general interest to everybody. You need to get down and get your paperwork, and there's a lot of things that need to be done here, but this is of interest to everybody, is why does the policeman, why does the IRS agent belly up to the table? A regular, quote, peasant, they won't let you in there. I used to be able to set up inside on some misdemeanor charges, and, of course, a couple of them we tried to do a citizen's arrest of somebody that committed perjury on the stand, and we did some things like that, and pretty soon they figured out that Ralph shouldn't be at the bar, and actually they got me, when I was sitting behind the bar, they wanted me to sit back a couple seats so that I couldn't even talk to the party that was up there. But anyway, getting back to the issue, why is that guy, that cop, why can't you get the cop or the IRS agent out of there? They will invoke, if you ask them. I said, I'm invoking the exclusionary rule. I want that there policeman out of here. Gone. And this had to be Judge Wolf, which is one of the meanest little rottenest judges we got in Alaska. Oh, God, what an arrogant little feller he is. He come out of western Alaska. He's, oh, well, that's Rule 615, 615, number 2 of the evidence rules. And it says, officer or employee of a party which is not a natural person designated as its representative, its attorney. And what the hell? Wait a minute here. What are you trying to tell me? I says corporations or fictions in law must only be represented by an attorney. This is an officer or employee of a party that is not a natural person, designated as its representative by the attorney. So let's take it, put it in a thing here. We've got a municipality that's bringing the charge. Now, the state of Alaska is sitting there on the misdemeanor, but the state of Alaska is sitting there, the attorney for the state of Alaska, but the cop is sitting there, and he is an officer, an employee of a party that is not a natural person. And he's been designated by the attorney to be there. I said, what kind of baloney? What are we pulling here? How does the attorney have an employee or an officer of a fiction in law sitting here? Of course, I objected. And, of course, the judge, he overruled me and sustained. I said, well, take exception. Object, take exception. It's one of the things I mind in the Supreme Court of Alaska, or of the United States, on under writ of certiorari right now. But this is how, and it's in the evidence rules of 615, usually it's number 2, officer and employee of a party that is not a natural person, that's been designated to sit there at the table by the attorney. Now, what a bunch of nonsense. And this is how they get around the private prosecutor, because he is the private prosecutor. Because, like in Anchorage, if you start looking, they have a complaint or information. And if they have a complaint, it's municipality of Anchorage. Well, the word municipality of Anchorage means what? It means officer or employee of Anchorage. If the attorney brings it on information, which is total nonsense, because an information has to be by a public officer, and I guarantee you those little attorneys are not public officers of anybody in any of the several states, but they bring an information, they change it over, and it's called Anchorage, a municipal corporation. That's the game they play. So there's an awful lot going on, and of course, when you get in there, I guarantee you also, before they start the trial, they will ask, or he'll make something, is everybody here a citizen of the United States? And the reason why they do that is because you're in what, Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay, if you had a trial by jury of your peers, they would be a citizen of Alabama.
There's not going to be a jury. It's
oh, really?
City judge.
You don't even get the chance to have a trial by jury or the appearance of one down there for a misdemeanor?
Well, it costs a ton of money to get a
trial. No, there's no money. There's no money to have a trial by jury. They have to pay the fees.
No, they don't. You have to pay in advance everything.
And you mean tell me, you're trying to tell me that if they charge you with a misdemeanor,
yeah,
which, quote, is a crime, in reality, technically it's an offense, but it's a crime, and they are going to charge you, if you had a trial by jury, you have to pay for your own hanging?
You have to pay for your trial and pay for the jury in advance, and you must pay the fine that was assessed by the city court before you can appeal.
My goodness sakes alive. Whoa. I thought Alaska was in bad. We've got some of the most heinous things here because we came along after the overthrow and we were into the middle of the administrative state. I've never heard of such a thing. And you're sure of that?
Oh, yes. I've tried this before. And
so what is the cost?
Huh?
What do they charge you for a trial?
$300 for a jury trial. Plus you have to pay all of the city fines before you appeal.
Really?
Yeah, you have to pay all of your fines before you appeal.
What's this court called down there?
Well, it's just a city judge.
Well, does a city judge, is there a judicial department in your municipal charter? I'll bet not.
Probably not. She doesn't even have an oath of office.
Oh, that sounds like a good place to run off to. Well, I need to move on here. Have you got any other questions? But that's basically some of the things that you're looking at right there. That's just a synopsis of some of the things that you're looking at.
Well, God bless Republic for talking about things like this.
Well, I tell you what, stay tuned because it ain't over yet. Because, like I say, the Muni of Anchorage has stepped over the line, and they've got so far over now that I'm going to chop off a couple of things.
I hope you get a lot of money.
Well, that would be nice, too, because I've lost my business. It was grossing over $2 million, and my wife's divorced me. Of course, we get along great. She just couldn't stand, and most people can't. 6 or 8 of these guys running around you like you robbed a bank. I could get more cops than you could get on a bank robbery. Anyway, thanks for calling in. And George in Florida, you still there? Okay, we'll be back in a minute. After break, we'll be back with George.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Well, we're back here after break. We've got George in Florida. Go ahead, George.
Hey, good evening, Ralph. First show of the new year, I think. Am I right?
By golly, yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. You know, that thing is, my wife is from Texas, and I always had problems with the Texas police, but I always had good luck with the Texas Rangers. My wife's family has a few Texas Rangers in it. They do have Texas Rangers going back to family of Texas Rangers go back to the late 1800s. But anyway, I was stopped in Houston, Texas. We didn't tell why we were stopped. My first son was only like 3 years old, and we were told immediately to get out of the car. And they opened up our trunk and they threw our clothes, everything out on the pavement. And there was a couple of Texas Rangers that pulled up, had about a two-minute word with the officers, and these Texas Rangers helped us put everything back in our car, and they said, get your car out of Houston. But anyway, I talked to one of my wife's uncles who was a Texas Ranger for 30 years, and believe me, they got a big investigation on the Child Protection Services. They're marking time because they have some political resistance from the people higher up. But they are investigating, and they have got a few police departments on that they are watching because they're helping traffic children for sex parties and stuff. This is what he's telling me, and they're just marking time, waiting for the right moment to bring it to the public and bring it to trial. And I got to say one thing, these Texas Rangers are probably the last bastion of peace officers or law enforcement officers that do try to serve honorably.
Well, I really do believe that. I mean, you just can't say that they're all bad, because I happen to know some that would really like to turn this thing around. But the problem is most of them can't.
I got to say, they have political resistance.
Because the whole thing has been overthrown, and they don't want people in there that they're trying to do the right thing.
Like I say, the only thing to keep these Texas Rangers is because a lot of these Rangers go by their own code compared to these local yokels, these local cops. I mean, they got their own code and they got their own tradition, and it goes back many years. And,
well, the thing that I've been seeing over the years is they're recruiting more of the ex-military, so they've already been brainwashed into the taking orders. And they give them a gun and a badge, and they're picking some that are – some of these guys are just absolutely mean. I mean, there's just no getting around it. They've got problems, and they put them out there with a gun, and like the ones that I've talked to in Anchorage is they've turned into revenue makers. That's all it's about. It's all about money. And that's coming straight from old Mayor Baggage and that goofy assembly we got in there. And they want money. It's not about protection. Everything, you can always put a guise of, well, we're here for the children, we're here for this or that. Sure, they do some good. Of course they do some good. But that doesn't mean that they have the right to get around and stomp on my constitutionally secured rights and then just do whatever they want when they feel like it. That's what they do.
Well, you know a strange thing in the city where I live in? We got 6 police officers that patrol this neighborhood. But they live right in the neighborhood that they patrol. And now the county and the sheriff's office, there's a directive from Homeland Security saying, you can't live in the neighborhood you patrol. And they're trying to swap officers. The officers that live here, they're going to work in the other county over, and the officers live in that county are going to work here. Because they don't want police officers that work that live in the same neighborhood patrolling, because chances are a police officer that bashes grandma's skull with a billy club that lives 2 doors down, I mean, it's not going to really reflect very well on him and his family.
Well, they ought to be living in, when I grew up in Kansas, in Chanute, Kansas, I never had any trouble with the police, but they used to, because I know people that they'd done this to. They'd have somebody that had a problem with, they'd see him or they needed to ride home, they were drinking or something, they'd just have him park the car and take him home. You know, they just weren't out for money. It was about the safety of the people. And okay, so you had one too many. Why don't you just pull over here and leave your car and get a ride back down tomorrow?
But I remember, like,
and you tend to have a lot more respect now. It's we're out to get you for anything we can to make us money, because and they just keep upping the fines and upping the money. And now they want to, as soon as you get over $1,000, like here I'm talking about in Anchorage, now it's a crime, really.
See, I remember 10 years ago, I got arrested for DUI, and it was just the bar owner says I could sleep my car out in the parking lot, so I went in the back seat and I slept. I got arrested for drunk driving, even though I never got behind the wheel and drunk and drove. And I got a jury trial, and the jury acquitted me. But yet when I asked for a jury trial, the judge sits there and goes, jury trial? This is the traffic court. I said, my livelihood's on trial. I said, I want a jury to decide this. And the jury acquitted me because they could never prove I got behind the wheel and drove.
Well, I can tell you right now, unequivocally, if you have the car keys and you are even in the back of a back seat or back of a pickup outside, and you have the car keys, you will get arrested for DWI in Alaska, and they will convict you.
Well, the thing is,
you you can't even sleep in your car. If you are drunk and you get in your car, hide your car keys, because I guarantee you, at least in Alaska, they will come along and they will arrest you and they will convict you.
Well, in Florida, the keys have to be in the ignition to be considered drunk driving. Mm-hmm. And I learned just to keep them in my pocket. So it's just there was no intent.
Sure.
I say the jury saw it. I say the cop didn't catch me actually driving, so they can't really convict me of drunk driving.
Well, they do it up here, and I tell you, and they get away with it because of the way the whole system is set up. So, anyway, it's unbelievable. We're coming up on break here, and I got a couple other callers here. So, you got anything
night,
else,
Ralph.
George, before I go to break?
No, good night.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in, George, and we'll be back here. Hear the music here, and we'll be back, and we got a couple other callers here, and we're talking about what's really going on with the paramilitary in your car. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, welcome back. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and we're talking about traffic issues and what's really going on with the police and traffic. And Steve in California, you still there?
Yeah, right here, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, I tell you what, at my age, it's great. I'm sucking air and hungrier than the hubs of heck.
I hear you. I understand. you know, speaking of traffic stops, I was had business at an oil refinery in Los Angeles on the day of the Rodney King riots. You remember those?
Oh, yes.
It was a traffic stop. It got so far out of hand. Of course, nowadays, what they would do is they would have shot the guy. They would not have beat him down and taken him in. They would have just flat shot him. You know.
That's what they'd have done.
Yep. But at that time, they and the reason, of course, as we know, is that way they don't have to explain to people why they, you know, beat the living daylights out of somebody.
Of course, they didn't show the whole tape either, did they?
No, that's true, and that is a fact. But you know, but the thing is, 10 guys, 10 of me, and I'm not a large man, can take down a football player if we want to. I know that for a fact. You know,
yes.
And I'm 57, but I know 10 of me can do that. So you got 10 guys sitting around; they have to be able to take the guy down. But my point is this. When I was driving back from the refinery up in the northern part of Los Angeles, I was coming back down on 405, which is the main freeway through L.A.
Uh-huh.
And it's on the western part of it. So the place where the riots were happening. By the way, concerning the riots, a lot of people don't know. They said a bunch of black folks rioted. No, they didn't. It was a bunch of white hoods from Hollywood that went down there and created trouble. At any rate, once the rioting started, you know, all hell broke loose. But my point is this. I was on the southbound side of the freeway, and on the northbound side, all of a sudden, out of no place, and the freeway there where I was visible for miles. Suddenly, there's cops. I mean, there's sheriffs, there's PD, there's everything you can imagine. CHP, that's the state troopers for California.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is there, okay? And they're totally cleaning every bit of traffic off the road. And it was so fast what they did, it was amazing. Then I see a line of Humvees that goes back. Like I said, that part of the freeway was miles you could see. It went back further than I could see the beginning of the line. Humvees, four deep or better, with state trooper, National Guard with M16s.
Mm-hmm.
And they came in and they occupied Los Angeles. Now, if that isn't the definition of a prearranged police state occupation for...
I'm sorry, when did this happen?
Remember Rodney King about 95?
Oh, yeah, right.
That's when that happened.
Oh, I never heard that part of it.
Well, I saw it. I was there. I was there. No, you didn't see it on the news. No, you did not see that on the news. The only thing you saw on the news was they would show one or two young National Guardsmen on street corners with their M16s, and you were told on the news that they're well-behaved and they're not there to hurt anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you there were so many troops, it wasn't even funny. And if things had gotten to a certain point beyond what they did get to, they would have started blowing people away all over the place. I saw them come in. I saw them occupy L.A., and I can tell you that the plans for a long time for being able to lock down any city and any place, even though it starts with, as in Rodney King, a simple traffic stop,
mm-hmm.
the plans to be able to lock it all down, and with no regard for the safety of citizens, but only for maintaining control, have been around for quite a while in this country.
And were you ever in the military?
Excuse me?
Were you ever in the service?
No, I was not.
Well, I can tell you what, up here, we've got the troopers and we've got APD, and you will see them out. I've had them stop me, and they get out, and they are dressed like military. They got their these boots like, you know, like you wear in the military, if you were in the military, and they got their fatigues bloused up above, and they're not, I mean, it's not like a police uniform, and they're wearing caps.
Oh, yeah, baseball caps and the rest of it.
But they look just like military because they're dressing like the military. They've got their boots bloused and everything just like them.
I understand. I live in a part of California that has a number of military bases close by, Marine and Navy. And I've worked in other parts of California that has Army bases, et cetera, and I've worked on military projects. I know what military looks like and what military what the discipline is, et cetera. And the modeling in California of the police is on the same model that you are talking about. They model them on being military to the extreme.
They're called paramilitary. That's the way to get around it because people don't understand. It's another nice word for a military unit that is outside the lawful government, and that's what's going on. And just ask them. They'll even tell you. That's what's even more astounding. Most of them will say, oh, yeah, so what?
Yeah, because they have the elite, from the elites on down to the structure of judiciary, et cetera, all of it is on their side to let them do what they want to do. We had a mm-hmm. cop here in the county I live in who was chasing some kid. Now, the kid had probably done something wrong. The
mm-hmm.
kid was scared, and he ran. Kids do that, you know, no mm-hmm. big deal. And he's climbing a fence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you remember climbing fences when you were in school growing up, you have both hands and both feet occupied. This kid did, too.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the cop.
Mm-hmm.
The cop empties an 11-round clip into the kid. Bragged about having to reload so he could get the second 11-round clip into the back of the kid.
Yeah. Now, yeah, I've seen some of these videos where the policeman got in front, and then the guy reached out and touched the car. He said, "Oh, well, I touched the car. He touched me." And then he got around and shot the guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
In front of him. So.
And the thing is, now this is the scary part. One of the local newspapers, which has an electronic version of their newspaper that you can go to on the web, brought this up and said, "Hey, what do you think about this, people?" And a few people said, "Well, that's wrong. He shouldn't have done it." Most of the comments, now this is really scary, most of the comments were, "So what? Who cares? The cop blew somebody away. They do that. Who cares?"
That's right. As long as it isn't me or any of my friends. Yeah.
I know.
See, that's the part that's scary. We have a general populace today that is dumbed down, and they're immune. It's just, it's like they watch it on TV, and so somebody, so it happens in real life. Well, for me, he probably deserved it anyway. So what? What's the big deal?
Yeah, and then there's another issue that comes into it also, is the people that like to propagate this sort of thing are not above using issues of race to try to divide other folks one from another. And this is a point that I can't hit too many times. I don't care if you're part of the Latino community, the white community, the black community, whatever. We should all be united in defending our rights as citizens of the United States. I'm not speaking of illegals now, but citizens of the United States who have a vested interest and a right under the Constitution not to be harassed, persecuted, and murdered in such a way.
Okay, let me stop you right there. And by the way, Sonia that was calling in from Missouri, if you're listening, call back in here. We'll put you on. I'm sorry for the long wait. She hung up. But let me stop you right there, and then let me explain something, and then I'll go on for the rest of my show here. Because citizen of the United States, do you know what that is?
Oh, okay, right. I understand what you're saying. I mean a citizen of the several states.
Okay, but
so
you said that, but do you have any idea what a citizen of the United States is?
Citizen of the United States would be subject to military law.
Okay, here's what a citizen of the United States is. It's easily discernible today. You can go on the Internet and you look at Title 42 of the United States Code, Section 1991, 1992, 1991 and 1992 and 1988. A citizen of the United States was made up after the Civil War. It started in 1866 strictly for the Negroes. They did not free the Negroes. And it says, and I quote, and this is paraphrased, the citizen of the United States, Congress granted to the Negroes the right to sue and be sued, the right to own personal and private property, and the right to contract the same as white citizens, and it's still there today. Now, does that sound like a little bit on the racist side of life?
Of course it does. And the thing, Jefferson and Adams both warned that if they didn't change that at the beginning of this country, it was going to rip this country to shreds in so many different ways that nobody could count the number.
Story is that when Congress grants a benefit, Congress controls the remedy or the court thereof, and Babcock v. United States strictly states if Congress creates rights in itself for individuals, which means they created a fiction in law, they can withhold all remedy and all courts of law, and that is the short story. There's the name of the tune. That is the root of the tree that produces the fruit of the poisonous tree.
Yes.
Little known fact, and it's on the Internet, and I can't imagine why people don't get excited about it. If somebody told me I would have the same rights as a black citizen or the same rights as a yellow citizen or a brown citizen or whatever, I said, I thought those inalienable rights come from the Creator.
Again, it's my point about how they use race to divide. And it was a thing that Jefferson and Adams both warned about that they should have fixed back in 1776, and they didn't. And the point being this, that if you can divide people and set them based on color, especially at one another's throats, you can keep them fighting while you go off and, you know, the elites go ahead and construct whatever they want to, because the people that should be united against what they're doing are busy fighting with one another.
And well, the real short story of what they did is the Congress, they were actually called Radical Republicans. I don't know if they were part of the Republican Party of today. I've never followed that through. They overthrew the whole government, our constitutional republic, and that was one of the ways they did it. And everybody today wants to be a citizen of the United States. It's in the driver's license. It's in Title 42, Section 666. Now, that's a nice number, isn't it? And it's also under number 13 about Social Security numbers A. Anybody that wants to have a driver's license got to have a social slave number. Well, the Supreme Court has ruled over and over and over. If you accept the benefit of a Social Security number, Congress can deny you access to all courts of law and even all remedies. And that's in Title 42, Section 405, G and H. That's Title 42, United States Code, Section 405, G and H. Go ahead and read it.
These fine points are okay, but...
Not fine.
You know, but now
it's our birthright.
The Constitution quotes common law. Common law does not allow a fine legal point to overthrow the constitutional rights guaranteed to, and I will just say, citizens. Okay? And therefore, we citizens of whatever color we may be should be united against this police state rather than allowing them to set us at one another.
Do you know the reason why we're in this problem today?
That was my point.
That the reason why we're in this problem today is everybody needs to take a look in the mirror. Because we're not taught what's going on, and when we hear the truth, we don't recognize it. We have sold our birthright for a bowl of porridge. We've sold our birthright as the, what's the son in the Bible that wanted to cash in?
Esau.
The prodigal son. Yeah, we've sold out. When you sell your birthright, you've sold your soul for a promise of a benefit. And if you don't have your birthright, you have nothing. You have no law of the land. You have no inalienable rights. You are in the land of Oz. Congress is the script writer. Congress can control the party in the script. They can write you out of the script. They can take your children at will. If you don't pay protection money for the IRS, they come for your property. They come for you. They can do anything they want.
Or it's been done in our name for us, so to speak. But here's the point. If people would unite against this, we could turn it around still. If enough people spoke up.
But people don't know. That's why I'm going over this show today.
Yeah, absolutely. They need to know, but then they need to get off their couch potato duffs and do something. You know,
but
in
people
a constructive
don't even
fashion.
Understand what's they don't understand what's going on in a police stop. They're paramilitary. They hold no civil office. An office is powers and duties where I'm in control. They're called an agency. Agent of who?
I got a question.
You can't
for
have
you.
An agency unless they work for somebody. And
I
you ask,
a,
well, who
question.
Do you work
have,
for?
I,
well, I,
have,
I don't know.
I have a question for you. Posse
okay.
Comitatus back in the 1860s. You know, that's where the sheriffs were credited with being like the major constitutional component of the states in terms of
that's
local
inherent, by the way. It doesn't have to be legislated, but go on ahead.
But in any case, from Posse Comitatus to today, because at that point there were sheriffs and there were U.S. Marshals, and that was about it. From Posse Comitatus to today, between that time, we have the development of police departments. What, in your studies, have you found is the relationship between PD and Posse Comitatus?
Between what was the first word?
Police departments.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you what the police are. Police are night watchmen. That's what they are. They have no police power. That's what, if you go back and do the research, police were the night watchmen. They have no police power. A sheriff is inherently the power, he's the highest level of law, highest executive and law officer in our country. He's the man in every county. And when he tells somebody to take a hike like that one in Wyoming did up there in northwestern Wyoming, he told the INS, you get out of my county. Then they hushed everything all up. He's the man. He's the highest executive and law enforcement, quote, officer. He ain't been law enforcement. He is the law's highest peace officer. He is the man. These sheriffs don't know it. They can tell any of these federales, y'all take a hike. Because unless you can prove that there's some land that you have jurisdiction over, you do not have concurrent jurisdiction of a county within the several states, Bubba. out, be gone, but they don't know this.
I think a lot of them don't want to rock the boat either.
Well, they don't know enough to rock the boat.
And some of them wouldn't care to either. I mean, it varies between different sheriffs. I mean, there are some good sheriffs in this
country. I mean, let me tell you briefly, because we're coming up to break here, and then I'll have to let you go because I want to do a little summary thing here. But I saw one in Washington, D.C., where they had protesters, and the U.S. Marshals showed up to help the D.C. Muni police. And these people sued and said the U.S. Marshals had no authority. You know what they said? They had a cooperative agreement, which is a private law contract for performance. They're called independent contractors. I got one right out of Florida. The sheriff was an independent contractor. U.S. Marshals were independent contractors, so they had the authority to be there.
That's
enough. To put down the protesters.
That's
how far out into the land of Oz, this fictional world, that people don't even know what that means.
Well, Ralph, from one old petrochemical guy to another, you know, you keep getting the word out, and we'll talk to you another time, okay?
Okay, well, great. Thanks for calling in, and Sonia, if you want to call back in from Missouri, go ahead, and we'll be back in a minute. We've got one more shot at this, and I'll sum up a couple things we haven't got to yet.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, back with the Ralph Winter Road show out of Alaska, and we've been talking about what's really going on these police and traffic stops, and just very briefly is when the policeman pulls you over, you have a tag out there, and that's in every one of the states, and it's the security, in the secured section of your UCC, you'll find it under something dot 505, where anybody that is a registered owner means debtor. You'll also find other words like obligor and child custody and all that. That always goes up to 3111, something dot 311. And then that, right at the very beginning, that always, without exception, points over to a registered owner in your motor vehicles. So the police pulls up. The bottom line is it's a company car, somebody's company, and it's not your company. It's the state's car. They're collateralizing it. He wants the driver's license. That's for a commercial motor vehicle, and I've even got some regulations where they write them for non-commercial motor vehicles. And the only prohibition is that you can't drive a commercial motor vehicle. Isn't that a killer? And I'll probably do another show on this. I'm actually going to do an AM show out of North Carolina tomorrow. So the people over there, I'll look that regulation back up. I have started about three-fourths of the way through on all of the regulatory stuff that conclusively proves it's all about commercial motor vehicles. But anyway, real short story again, the police are paramilitary. They have the use of force continuum, escalates up from the lowest level to the highest level. And of course, I use, am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. At that point, a constitutional seizure has taken place when a reasonable person would make a determination that you would be arrested and or killed. And then they will ask you to get out of the car. I said, absolutely not. I'm in fear of my life. They said, what? You're in fear of your life? Yes. Because I'm aware that you have a loaded Glock or a loaded weapon there, and you're operating with the use of force continuum and up to including killing me to get me to submit. Why wouldn't I be in fear of my life? So anyway, when I do this, am I under arrest? They'll say, no. Am I free to go? No. A constitutional seizure, that's when a reasonable man would presume, or woman would presume, that you're going to be arrested. Then you invoke the right of assistant to counsel, the right to shut up, right to not give evidence. If you have a driver's license, you can give it under law of necessity. I give them nothing else beyond that because I happen to have a driver license. Of course, I don't sign my name on it. I just print in all caps, military style, so I can, under their oath, it's not my signature on that document, but that's just one of the things until we get these things turned around. But Anchorage has gotten so far now that they're making fines if you go over 1,000. Mine's up over 5,000 because they won't even let me go to court. I sued to go to court. And actually, I got a trooper in federal court right now. Took me 5 years to get him there, and I still didn't get to go to court on the traffic citation, but at least I'm getting to go on the excessive force where he got me down on the hood of the trooper car and had his fun while I had a bad shoulder. But it's just absolutely amazing what these guys are capable of doing, and they're not all bad. But we have got instilled in that the majority are. We're living in an overthrown country. These people are paramilitary. They hold no civil office with powers and duties. That's why they all have procedures and policies. And they're the same as in the military, UCMJ. And if that's one of the first things you want to do is get a hold of your police's UCMJ, their policies and procedures manual. They don't like to pass them out. Get it? But you'll be amazed what you find. And anyway, there's some more going along with this. But don't forget Evidence Rule 615. That's where the cop stays in there, and he's a representative of fiction and law. And we'll see you next week.